ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 35। अयम् मे भ्रातृहासोऽयम् हित्वा स्वांसुहृदोधमः पितृव्याहन्तु पादोयो विष्णोर्दासवद् अर्चति। अयम् मे भ्रातृहासोऽयम् हित्वा स्वांसुहृदोधमः पितृव्यहन्तु पादौयो विष्णोर्दासवद् अर्चति। अयम् मे भ्रातृहासोऽयम् हित्वा स्वांसुहृदोधमः पितृव्यहन्तु पादौयो विष्णोर्दासवदर्चति। अयम् मे भ्रातृहासोऽयम् हित्वा स्वांसुहृदोधमः पितृव्योहन्तु पादौयो विष्णोर्दासवदर्चति। प्लीज रिपीट। मे भ्रातृहासोऽयम् माता जी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग आई एम दिस मी माय भ्रातर हा किलर ऑफ द ब्रदर स ही आई एम दिस हितवा गिविंग अप स्वान ओन सुहृद वेल विशर अधम वेरी लो पितृव्य हंतु ऑफ ही हु किल्ड हिज अंकल हिरणाक्ष पाद एट द टू फीट या ही हु विष्णु ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु दासवत लाइक अ सर्वंट अर्चति सर्व्स। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। This boy, Prahlad, is the killer of my brother, for he has given up his family to engage in the devotional service of the enemy, Lord Vishnu, like a menial servant. Purport. Hiranyakashipu considered his son, Prahlad Maharaj, to be the killer of his brother, because Prahlad Maharaj was engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj would be elevated to sarupya liberation, and in that sense he resembled Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Prahlad was to be killed by Hiranyakashipu. devotees Vaishnavas attain the liberation of Sarupya, Chalokya, Shasti and Samipya, whereas the Mayavadis are supposed to attain the liberation known as Sayujya. Sayujya Mukti, however, is not very secure, whereas Sarupya Mukti, Chalokya Mukti, Shasti Mukti and Samipya Mukti are most certain. Although the servant of Lord Vishnu, Narayan, in the Vaikuntha planets are equally situated with the Lord, the devotees there know very well that Lord is the master, whereas they are the servants. See, there is a verse 33 and 34 which does not have purport, so I will just read verse and translation. Iti uktopataram putram Hiranyakashipurusha andhikratama swastogan nirasta mahitale. After Prahlad Maharaj had spoken in this way and become silent, Hiranyakashipu, blinded by anger, threw him off his lap and onto the ground.
Ahamarsarusavita kashyahi bhutalochana vadayatam asvayam swavadyo niraharashita nerittah.
Indigent and angry, his reddish eyes like molten copper, Hiranyakashipu said to his servant, "O demons, take this boy away from me. He deserves to be killed. Kill him as soon as possible." Then today's verse.
Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruvay Nama. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haribri. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Ani Prachani Nirvishesha Sanyadi Bhatsadeva. Hare Krishna. So from last few days we are discussing how the great qualities of Prahlad Maharaj and how this Hiranyakashipu wanted to become a controller of all universe. So, as he was carrying the tendency of becoming a Ishvara, God, so Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport of Bhagavad Gita, where is Lord Krishna is explaining divine and demonic qualities. So, here clearly we can see this demonic quality in every individual. How people want to become a god. Because Lord Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, these demons, they will never accept. Like when you talk about universal system, creation, and maintenance, and nature, everything, they will sometime accept, nature is there, how this universe has come into existence, how creation happened. They will give reason behind everything. There is a reason is why this universe is there, because of sex desire. Srila Prabhupada says these people think because of sex desire everything has been created. So they remove the God. They remove the Creator. Lord Krishna himself is saying there will be demonic people. They will never accept God. They will never accept higher perspective. They will always say there is a no God, everything has come by chance or by the sex desire. So, because they want to gratify the senses, their aim ki I should be the center of everything. So, they wanted to rule everybody. So they will ever, because they become rich, they think, I can buy everything, I can control everything, and everybody should listen to me. So they become pride, arrogant, and their tendency to become a controller. So Srila Prabhupada says, there is always tendency in servant to become a master. Because servant always thinks, ki my master is enjoying better than me. So let me also become a master. But nobody can become a master of master. Because we are supreme, we are talking about supreme master, God. Nobody is God. By mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are very fortunate because there are so many people in this world, so many scholars, so many mayavadis, so many jnanis, vijnanis. They are studying so many scriptures, so many puranas, so many Sanskrit scholars are roaming here, there. If you go UP, Banaras, you will find thousands of scholars. They almost memorize all books. All Vedas, Puranas, they know, they can quote every verse, every point. But still, they are not able to understand the conclusion of the scripture. They don't know who is Krishna, who is God, and what is the essence of the scripture. They are very much confused. But whereas, people like me, they never read any books. But we are very fortunate. I see myself very fortunate because without reading, without knowing any scripture, we got this conclusion, Krishna is God and devotion is the highest. Very easily. So this is only mercy of by Srila Prabhupada. Without going through so many hard work of reading so many books and still you get confused and you never come to the conclusion. So here Hiranyakasipu is showing as going is generatic disciplic succession of demonic, not to accept the God, make himself as a God. So he performed very severe austerity to become a God. When he says, I will not die, means what? Who cannot die? Only God, because God is always there. And he is thinking this body will remain always. Because he himself considering himself as a body, he is not looking for his spirit and is a part of parcel. So when he tried to become a God, whereas opposite, that is son Prahlad Maharaj, wanted to practice devotional service. So whenever, it is very normal, you see in the society, Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Ji ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So in society, whenever you will see ki one side people don't accept God and other group, very small group which may accept God. So this group will always oppose the devotees. And they will try to remove God. So here Prahlad Maharaj is speaking from last few words, how Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, why, how to do devotional service, and who cannot do devotional service. Those who are engaged in sense gratification and material activities, they cannot do, they will not accept God. So what they should do? Then they should associate with the devotee, Mahat Path Sevakam. Then they should do the, serve the devotees. So he is here preaching the devotion and his father want to become God himself. So here there is a battle between a son and a father. It is always there. Like we go into the preaching to the college students. So one preacher was telling me his experience. It's not ki only that Hiranyakasipu stopped Prahlad Maharaj. This tendency is carrying on even today also in parents' mind. They are like one boy wanted to do devotion and he wanted to become a full time and practice this devotional service. So what his parents did, they objected him, okay, no, don't join this ISKCON society. But he was refused, but somehow these parents kidnapped him and took him at his home. And what they did, you know,
they injected him with anesthesia. So this boy became semi-unconscious. And in this consciousness, they made him married. When he got his consciousness back, he found he's already married to a woman. Such thing parents can do. What is a Hiranyakashipu? Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill, finish. But here, parents are trying to kill the devotion only. They somehow wanted to surrender their children to the woman rather than to surrender to Krishna. That is their aim. Don't surrender Krishna, but you can serve a woman whole life. Then they don't have problem. Otherwise, why they will make merry to her? So when this boy got into conscience and he found himself, there is a woman lying with him. And then he confused, what to do now? But somehow, he thought, I will consult the devotees, what can be done in this situation. So like so many things are, we can hear, it's not that Hiranyakashipu over, this still mentality is going on, so we have to be well prepared. So many situations will come. It's not that father was very powerful, but nowadays also all people are also very powerful with their demonic ideas. How we can entangle this fellow into the material sense gratification? Why he should go to Krishna? There is a wonderful prayer, wonderful poem of Surdas. He says, there is a fruit called Umar, there is a tree called Umar. There are so many small germs in that small fruits. And these germs think there is no any other world outside. This fruit itself is our world. So like there are so many fruits on this tree and they never think to come out. And even one germ want to come out, other germs will not allow. So this society is made up like that. So here Hiranyakashipu, when he found this Prahlad Maharaj is going against of my principle. In short, whenever Srila Prabhupada says this material people is like that, you satisfy my senses and I will satisfy your senses. And as soon as they find this person is not satisfying my senses, then he will become angry, he or she. And he will become unsatisfied and he will try to harm you. Because when you talk about, one person is talking about sense gratification, you are talking about devotion. Then they find you are useless for them because they have planned so many things. This fellow will work very hard and bring so much money for me. So I will enjoy like this, like that. But as soon as you go opposite to their plan, they will try to kill you or they will try to do something which may not support in devotion. So like Srila Prabhupada said, this is tendency in the materialistic people. So this Hiranyakashipu also when found this boy is practicing devotional service and I was planning he will become great demon and he will also fight with me against of Krishna and he will help me how I will become a god. But whereas Prahlad Maharaj was refusing Hiranyakashipu. So here he is thinking this boy is in the party of Lord Vishnu. So he is also responsible for killing of my brother. As all of you know how Hiranyaksha got killed by Lord Vishnu. So he wanted to take a revenge to kill Lord Vishnu and his associate here. So as soon as he found, he got angry, his eye become reddish and he thought, let me kill him. So he will not preach more and those other people will not follow because they will become fearful. When you try to practice devotional service and somebody gets failed, so those who are little bit less enthusiastic, they will also get discouraged. We can see in the life of Srila Prabhupada also, when he was preaching, so many people put obstacles. They tried to challenge Srila Prabhupada. They tried to cheat Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada always having a strong faith on Lord Krishna and he continued his battle against the Maya.
And because of his strong fight against this demonic people, we are today getting this opportunity to practice the devotional service. This Hare Krishna land itself where we are sitting, Srila Prabhupada had a fight with long battle with Mr. N. And because of that, he got success. Later on, Sri Radharas Bihari got victory. Wherever is Krishna, there is always victory. So these are the points which we can talk. And as far as here, also in purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the different type of mukti, like liberation, sarupya, sastya, and other samipya and mayavadis. Whereas we can see devotees are never interested in mukti. Because Srila Prabhupada says ki devotion means when you talk about bhakti, everything is included in the bhakti. Mukti also included in the bhakti. There is no need of practicing separately and then no need of worry ki whether I will get liberation or not. Krishna bhakta niskam ateva san. Bhakti mukti siddhi kami sakala san. So Srila Prabhupada says in one of the conversation, bhakti means mukti is included. Without bhakti there is no mukti. Therefore, when one is on the platform of bhakti, he has already attained the mukti. So this is already there. And in this regard, the Bhakti Vinod Thakur says in his one of the song, Maro bhi rakho bhi, jo ichcha tohar, nitya dasa prati toha adhikar, bhakti mukti spraha vina, je bhakta, labhai te tako sang anurakta. Because devotee never think about mukti. Whatever desire of Krishna, wherever Krishna desires, devotee is ready to go and perform that devotion, because that they like. Even we are reading daily in Damodar Ashtakam, Varam Deva Moksha Na Moksham Vadimva Na Chanyam Vrineham Varesadape. Even I don't look for liberation. What I will do? Liberation. You may be free, you know. Some people think mukti means there is a different thing happen. Maybe some chamatkar. Some people even don't understand what is mukti also. Moks. Some people think it is merging with the Brahman or like that. But mukti, devotee does not want. They want to see, always associate with the Lord or do the service of the Lord. In fifth canto also, Sukhdev Goswami telling to the Parikshit Maharaj, Rajan Patir Guru Alam Bhavatam Yadunam Devam Priya Kulapati Kocha Kinkarova Astavayama Anga Bhagavan Bhajatam Mukundo Muktim Dadati Karhichit Smana Bhakti Yogam. My dear King, the Supreme Person Mukunda is actually the maintainer of all the members of the Pandava and Yadu dynasty. He is your spiritual master, worshipable deity, friend and director of your activities. To say nothing of this, he sometimes serves your family as a messenger or servant. This means he works just as ordinary servants do. Those engaged in getting the Lord's favor attain the liberation from the Lord very easily. But he does not very easily give the opportunity to render direct service unto him. So one may practicing some doing bhakti, he may have different aim to get something, like here Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal. One time it may be possible you will get some mukti also, you will get some planet also, like when Dhruva Maharaj was having a desire to have a greater kingdom than his grandfather. So these are possible, one said. Lord may fulfill your all desire. But Lord will not give one thing. That is a devotion. Devotion to his lotus feet. Prema bhakti, which he will not get. You may get very many, because Lord will deviate your attention by fulfilling all desire and you will remain happy. Right? Like something very important if you have, you will keep very secretly in some locker. You will not give very easily to others. Very rare thing. But which is very common, you may distribute to all over world. Like in, we hear story of Sanatan Goswami, how that person approach him for paras money, touchstone. Because he wanted some, you know, benefit, gold or something. So he will become rich. But Sanatan Goswami gave him touchstone, but not gave him the holy name. Because holy name is very powerful. But somehow by fortune, he was thinking, "Are this touchstone he is keeping in the dustbin. Means something is more important, more valuable he is possessing." So always think, whenever we go to the great sadhus or Lord, in front of Lord, what one should mood? One's mood should be there to ask some highest benediction. That is the bhakti. Because which is very rare to get. One may get some positions, some name, fame and followers. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already taught in his Sikshastakam, na dhanam, na janam. So this verse we should always remember ki how one should practice the devotion service. And in further, in this connection also, Srila Prabhupada quoting one verse of Madhavacharya, ki one should not under any circumstances live with those who are not devotees of the Lord. On other hand, one should stay with many devotees because such association avoids liberation. The different kinds of liberation or mukti. The best mukti is engagement in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. So here Srila Prabhupada, by His mercy, already arranged the center, Radha Ras Bihari, and where we have opportunity to get liberate. Just by doing the serving to the Radha Ras Bihari. When we put the serve to the Radha Ras Bihari, Srila Prabhupada said, when you are, we people talk about ki where we will get pure devotion, where we will get pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada says, when you follow the instruction of pure devotees, you are pure. Suppose if I follow one day all instruction given by Srila Prabhupada, so I am pure devotee of one day. And if I follow 2 days, then I am pure devotee of 2 days. So similarly, one very strictly follow the instruction of a pure devotee of a whole life, then he is called whole life pure devotee. Very easy formula given by Srila Prabhupada. We talk about aajkal where we get Shuddha Bhakti. Bhakt, Shuddha Bhakt kaha milega. But Srila Prabhupada already given the very master key to follow the instruction very strictly. Whatever chanting 16 rounds, following 4 regulatory principles and other services very strictly, then one may associate with the pure devotee and one will become pure devotee. So in this way, he will get the highest achievement, that is a pure devotion to the Lord. Then what to speak about any mukti? There is no need of practicing separately. When you have 100 rupees, then you have all 1 rupees also, 2 rupees and 5 rupees also. So here Srila Prabhupada says, like when we talk about how we will get, he is talking in Bhagavad Gita, Devi hi aisi gunamaya mam maya duradraya mam eva hi prapandate maya metam tarantite. In reference to this verse, Srila Prabhupada says, ki in this word, mam eva is significant. Mam means unto the Krishna only, not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are most on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnation of Rajoguna and Tamoguna to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu
is the master of Maya. Therefore, he alone can give the release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas confirm this in the phrase Tam Eva Viditva. Freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada very clearly focusing ki who can give, even if you want to become free from three modes of material nature or so-called mukti, only Krishna. So there is very clear understanding, not this, not that. Your center focus is only, you have to surrender Krishna, because that is the instruction of Lord Krishna only. Mam eva prapandanti, only to me. Very clear. So people, maybe there are so many bogus commentators on Bhagavad Gita, they may deviate from here to there, they may ask you surrender from XYZ, ABC, Devi, Devta, or themselves also. They may claim ki Krishna is asking you to surrender to me, not him, mom. They may misinterpret or translate something else, but Bhagavad Gita as it is, by fortune or good fortune, or Srila Prabhupada created our fortune. So we are able to read this book and we understand ki only Lord Krishna we can surrender, and from the by this surrender one can get easily freedom from three modes of material nature. So Srila Prabhupada says when you are practicing this devotion service, you are already liberated. It's not ki something to sing will come and to you will fly on the sky when you get liberated. When you are practicing 100% Krishna consciousness, then you are liberated. So before leaving body only you are liberated, because you are practicing devotion. Doesn't come in three modes. It comes above. Lord Srila Prabhupada said our center is like Vaikuntha. So here that atmosphere if we create, we are practicing. Srila Prabhupada already given that opportunity to focus on devotion, and you are already liberated. Then why we devotee will ask something separately, ki I want this mukti, that mukti, that already devotee will get or achieved. Only thing is we have to practice, that is the love of God. So how it will come? Very easily. Because this is very clear understanding given in conversation of Sri Haridas Thakur in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila. So I will read some verses, then we will discuss. Keha kale naam haite haya papa shaya, keha bale naam haite jivera moksha haya. So some of them said, by chanting holy name of Lord, one is freed from reaction of all sinful life. Others said, simply by chanting of holy name Lord, a living being is liberated from material bondage. Haridas kahena namerai duya phalanaya namera phala Krishna pade prema upajaya. Anusangika phala namera mukti papa nasa tahara drishtanta aiche suryera prakasa. Liberation and extinction of the reaction of sinful life are two concomitant byproducts. By chanting of holy name of Lord, an example is found in the glimpse of morning sunlight. As rising sun immediately dissipates all world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of Lord, if chanted once without offense, dissipates all the reaction of living beings' sinful life. All glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for entire world. Ei slokela artha kara panditera gana sab kahe tumi kaha artha vivrana. So they are discussing here. Haridas Thakur said, as the sun begins to rise, even before it is visible, it dissipates the darkness of the night. Similarly, the first hint that offenseless chanting of the Lord holy name as awakened, dissipates the reaction of sinful life immediately. And when one chants holy name offenselessly, one awakens to the service in ecstatic love at the lotus feet of Krishna. Mukti tuch phala hoye, nama bhasa hoyte. Just when one chants holy name without offense, when he reaches on the stage of nama bhas, mukti is very tuch phal, very insignificant. Here Haridas Thakur is establishing the significance of chanting of holy name. Then he further talks ki how Ajamila chanted the holy name and got the perfection. Then he talks about the mukti also. And here is quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna speaking. My devotees do not accept Salukya, Shastriya, Sarupya, Samipya or oneness with me, even if I offer this liberation in preference to serving me. So sometimes Lord is saying, I am already offered, but my devotees will never ask all this. Specifically here, which is a Sayujya Mukti, become a one with the Lord, devotee will never ask. Because when you mix with, you are having a desire, Srila Prabhupada gives very one example. A green parrot, if he will sit on green tree, he will not become one with the tree. It looks like, you know, ki this green parrot sitting on green tree, then he cannot become one. So some this Mayavadi with me thinking ki one day we will become merged into the Lord, then we will get highest perfection. But what you will do? You will merge with the Lord. How? What? There is nothing to do. And soul nature is to be remain always active. Srila Prabhupada says in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, how soul nature to remain active. And here you are merging with Lord, you are planning which is not as not be done. And you are thinking, I will remain nothing, I will do nothing. But this is not nature. After some time, you know, if one child is doing so much jumping here, there, and if you are asking him to sit one place, he may sit for some time, but that is his nature to jump again. So similarly, soul nature is active. We cannot merge. Because this nature to serve, always we will serve something. Soul will serve something, either society, parents, or God, or something. Because there is no question of inactiveness. So in the end, here Haridas Thakur saying ki how this mukti is very tuchha. So he is establishing this somebody even by unknowingly chants Krishna's name, he will get highest perfection. So when he is talking to all, so there was a person like Gopal Chakravarti, he got doubt. And like so many people, when you talk about glories of holy name, they may think ki how it is possible. By just chanting, because sometimes you are talking ki only you have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you will get perfection. But people in respond, they ask, Swamiji, aur kuch karna hai kya? Are yehi karna hai. You have to chant only Hare Krishna mantra. Still they think ki something is there more than this chanting. So they ask more question ki what else can be done. So they also in mind they have doubt ki is it only chanting will bring perfection. So like here Gopal Chakravarti also saying ki how this chanting will give highest. Because people are practicing many years, many lifetime for all mukti. And here Haridas Thakur refuting all muktis and establishing the chanting of holy name. So he challenges to Haridas Thakur, ki how this will bring, can you prove me? Then Haridas Thakur says, yes, it can be proved. He said, okay, if you are talking wrong, then your nose will fall off. Haridas Thakur said, okay, I accept your challenge. Whereas other devotees chastise this Gopal Chakravarti, you don't know anything about holy name, and you are talking about holy name. And Srila Haridas Thakur is the Namacharya, and you are challenging him.
But still he was not ready to accept glories. How by just by chanting we will get everything. So that's why he challenged. But later on that he left that place. But after 2-3 days only he got the disease leprosy. And as soon as this got leprosy, the first attack was on his nose only. And in few days his nose fall off. So because Krishna will never allow to offend the devotees, he will punish. And then he learned that lesson, how the chanting of holy name is the highest. So in this age, if we want to perfect the chanting of holy name offenselessly, and devotees can try to chant without any offense, that is, so one can get at stage of Nama Bhasa and can attain all the tests. At the Nama Bhasa only one can understand what is all these stages, liberation, etc. So before I discuss something else, we will chant loudly once holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today also disappearance day of Vasudev Ghosh. So I got some notes, so I will read. Vasudev Ghosh and his two brothers Madhava and Govinda are eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Fixed in Madhurya Ras, they accepted Sri Radhika as their ultimate shelter, Asray Vigraha. The brothers expertly perform sweet melodious kirtan. Whenever they sang, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda would immediately dance in ecstasy. Every year they came for Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. They led the chanting in one of the 7 kirtana groups arranged by Lord Chaitanya. Vasudev Ghosh used his music and song to preach in Bengal. He wrote many Bengali songs about Lord Gauranga, which are still sung by devotees. In one he says, if Lord Gaura had not accepted in this age of Kali, then how could we tolerate living? He has given the very essence, the very charm of life, divine love, without which it is impossible to live in this world. Without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how could we ever know that Srimati Radharani reigns supreme in the kingdom of divine love? Having received all these things from Lord Gaurhari, now we think life is worth living. In another bhajan, Vasudev Ghosh says, in your former Leela as Lord Ramchandra, you became famous for constructing a floating bridge of stones across the sea to Sri Lanka. Now in this Kali Yuga, you have given us the bridge of Harinam Sankirtan, by which even the lame and blind can cross the sea of birth and death and attain the supreme spiritual happiness. He is the Guna Tunga Sakhi in Radha Madhava's Nitya Nikunja Vraj Lila. His samadhi is in 64 samadhis area. Sri Vasudev Ghosh ki, Hari Naam ki, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I would like to stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam Granth ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, holy name ki, Hare Krishna.